that so many devotees from different part of America, here and there, also from England, from Australia, so many places, also Hawaii, so many devotees have assembled here. Oh, so much thanks to them. And those who are junior, oh, my hearty blessings to them. And those who are our disciple from Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I'm very happy to meet with them, like my God brothers. I honor them. I like to honor them. And to help them, as Swamiji told. So now, we are beginning our class, because time is so short. In 1 hour, we cannot tell so much. In India, when I used to tell something in my class, 1 hour takes my only making my introductions and Mangalacharan. What I want to speak. So, you know that after Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, Mathura, and after that Dwarka, all was finished. And Krishna returned to his own obeyed Golok Vrindavan in his Aprakat Lila. And he was thinking something. I did so many sweet pastimes. I am abhorred of all rasas. I am abhorred of dasya, sakya, vatsalya and madhur, all classes. I am object. But in Krishna pastime, these pastimes, my all wishes were not satisfied. Something was there remaining. Three especially wishes. And what were their wishes that were not fulfilled in that Krishna pastime? Tung Vidya can speak about that. What are three wishes of Krishna that were not fulfilled in Krishna pastime? Come on and stand up and tell. Quickly, don't. Minute. Mic should be given. Yes, you should stand up quickly and tell. Better you can come here with Shyam Rani.
He wanted to know the...
Take this. That all can understand in such a very good language.
Krishna. Krishna was thinking to himself that
if you are not understanding, you can raise hand after
Sri Chaitanya, why he came, why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva. Krishna's first desire was to understand the limit of the glories of the love of Srimati Radhika. Krishna himself says, I am Purnananda. I am the reservoir of all happiness. Just one atomic particle of my happiness.
And he can attract his beauty to all. Radhika is more beautiful than Krishna. Krishna admits. More beautiful. But there is something in me, in my bodily beauty, also sweetness in my float, and sweetness in my past times, and so many sweet qualities, that Radhika becomes mad. So what is in me, these sweet things? I cannot test all these things. If I will have a mood of Radhika, intrinsic mood, then I can understand how sweet myself, my float, my all the qualities and pastimes. There, all the gopis, especially Radha, become so mad and unmatta. So what is that? And what is the happiness in them when they see to me? I want to test, but I have not mood of Radhika. Radhika can't test. So he begged the mercy of Radhika. Or he stole away, stole away. Intrinsic beauty of, intrinsic mode of Radhika and beauty to test himself, to relish his beauty, Radha Pranay Mahima and all other things. So he came, descended to this world in the shape of Sachinandan Gaur. He took birth in Navadvip Dham, about 500 years before. And there, he took birth on the same day when there was some sun eucalyptus, solar eucalyptus. All were taking birth in Ganges. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Brahma. All that, lakhs and lakhs devoted. When? Just in evening. The whole world at that time, all they were reciting Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He was so beautiful, so marvelous, that all began to tell the name of the boy, nickname, what? Gauranga. What is the meaning of Gauranga? So, golden complexion, so Gauranga. They kept the name Nimai. Why Nimai name? Oh, the sons and daughters of Sachi Mata before Vishwarup. Oh, all were dying. They kept this Nimai name that it is like a neem tree, bitter, very bitter. So Jam will not come and will not take my son. So they took, they kept the name Nimai. From boyhood, oh, he was so naughty as Krishna, so naughty, more than Krishna. And up till the age of 8 or 9, he completed his all study of Vyakaran and everything. And at very time, that time, oh, he began a Sanskrit Pathshala school, and very learned scholars were there with him. And at that time, a very prominent scholar of whole India, defeating all everywhere, he came in Navadvip. And he challenged that any one who can challenge me, he can come and I will defeat, or either he will defeat. Then I will be disciple or he will be my disciple. Challenge. Understanding my lame English? Oh. When he has so many cards, full of Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran and all these things. And he was unparalleled, high class of learning. He used to make so many slokas, one after another, 100,000, without any spot. Oh, new and new, without any wrong thing. Then he challenged, but none came forward. They told that Nimai is very, what, person. And he always defeats us. So why not we say that, oh, among us, this grammar teacher, oh, Nimai Pandit, tell where he is. If you are defeating him, oh, we will think that, oh, you have defeated all. So go first to him and discuss with him. Oh, Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, at the age of only 12, he defeated. That you know. You all know that. And you should try to know all these things. Very easily he defeated. But when his disciples began to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disciples, Nichhatra, students began to laugh and he told them, don't. This we don't honor. Wow. And he told to that Kaisav Kashmiri that you should meet tomorrow. Now you are so much tired, you should go. And in the night, he called his deity Saraswati Devi. Oh Saraswati Devi, you are very unkind to me today. If I was defeated by any learned person, oh no harm, but a very simple or grammar teacher, or even the age of, and he defeated me. Oh, I should die, I should die. At once Saraswati Devi came, the deity of learned knowledge. She at once appeared and told, oh, you are very lucky and fortunate. You should not think that he is any Nimai Pandit, grammar Pandit. Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And he has come to help this whole world, to make liberated and to give brain. So don't think him as a very simple boy. Oh, in the morning you should go and beg some apology. And then you should take his shelter. In the very morning he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he fell flat on his lotus feet. Oh, I've done some offenses in lotus feet. Please excuse me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, O Brahman, oh, the fruit of Vidya, learning, is not to defeat anyone here or there. So at once, I'm initiating you. You should repeat me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You should know that Naam and Nami, Krishna and this his name, are transcendental. Both are same. From tomorrow you should go and chant this name. And very soon, you will realize this. At once he should go back. And then he came to Mathura Vrindavan. After that, all the teachers there, very famous, very learned in Neodi. You know how many teachers were there of Sanskrit colleges? More than 1 lakh. And you can imagine how many students may be there. Neodi was more bigger than now Calcutta. And so, then you, oh, this boy is not like simple anything. Oh, he is something more than we know. After some time, oh, he may become more bigger. And he did so many pastimes there. You must know that what is Naudi. Naudip is himself Vrindavan Dham. No difference between Vrindavan and Navadvip. So the pastimes of Navadvip of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are more superior than the pastimes of Puri and Godavari. More, because you know that Navadvip is Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj has come like Jagannath and Yashoda Maiya. They are not in Puri. No, you know, in Puri. Puri is not Navadvip. What is Puri? Oh, Dwarka. Or sometimes, sometimes Kurukshetra. There are Krishna, Baldev, Subhadra, and all are there. Not any Vrindavan is there. Never. So, it is not Vrindavan. And the pastimes of Navadvip are more superior, so much supermost than the pastimes of Puri. And more superior, Puri is more superior than Godavari. But we see, what see? We see opposite. Oh, Raya Ramananda, the dialogue between Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, also super excellent. There he was admitted in the school of Vishakhadev Mahaprabhu. And he learned everything from Raya Ramananda. And then he came to Puri. And Ramananda also left that position and he also came to Puri. And in Gambhira, he tested all the three Vishesh there. So it seems that Puri is more superior than Navadvip. And Puri is superior than Godavari is more superior than Puri. But if you know all these truths, conclusions, then you can be sure. You must know all these things and go through very deep and deep. Jap Chaitanya Charitamrita Pada Vitha Vaishnavera. If you are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita yourself, then you cannot realize anything. You cannot go deep. So you must read Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or any book of our Goswami. Or in the guidance of or superior high class of a Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava. No. Higher and Rasik Tattvajna, you are understanding? He should be Rasik, Nigamakalpatarur Galitang Phalam. Sukumakad Amrita Travasanyutam. His heart should be saturated with love and affection. Everywhere, rasa, 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 rasa. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Light, Raramana, Sarup Namodari. Like Rupa Goswami, like associates of Rupa Goswami. Up till Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, my Gurudev, Swami, like this. Exalted personalities. All, everywhere, rush. Nothing is there. Only rush and rush. And you should go. And unconditionally, you should take shelter there. Oh, Prabhu, I want to hear something. And mercifully, if you will surrender, then mercifully they will tell all Harikatha. What is hidden? Conclusion in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then you can know the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Then Mahaprabhu was married so many past times. Jagai Madhai was liberated. I wanted that Rama of Jagai Madhai. Why not of Prahlad Maharaj? Why not of the pastime, the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami that we did here or where? Here? I want that. Now, so many new devotees are here. I want that also. Good drama. Like Haridas Thakur. Like Jagai Madhai, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Oh, like others. So we should do like this. Not for 1 moment or 2 minutes and nothing. It's very great. And it should be with so many what? Teachings. So Mahaprabhu, by Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, he liberated Jagai Madhai. And so many pastors were there. And at last he was married, and after marriage, by the order of her mother, he went to Gaya. Why? To do some
obligations.
To who? For his father. But to, it became what? Opposite. He made that Sri Ishwar Puripad. And Ishwar Puripad, the disciple of Madhvendra, also exalted person. He was a Rashi, also, Tattavi. I told something about him. And he told that, I came for doing some oblations to for my father. But this will not do. If I'll do for my father only, I am doing for only one. But if I'm serving any Vaishnava, by this my whole family, whole world will be gentle. So he told his Gurudev, today I'm offering this body, my soul, my all senses, my atma, everything in your lotus feet. Now I'm no more mine. Oh, this is your property. Please be merciful to me, sprinkle your mercy, that I can serve conjugal Radha and Krishna. And then at once he initiated Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu was changed, totally changed. And he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But a aerial came. Now time is not. Some time will come and then you can go to Vrindavan. You should return to Navadvip. There are so many things to do. So anyhow, he became unmatta, mad in pain. And chanting Hare Krishna in so much suffer, feeling separation from Krishna. Anyhow he returned. He stopped to teaching totally. He told that I cannot teach you, because now I am seeing when I open my book, all the letters, all the grammatical something, all that appear me before like Krishna. Oh, very beautiful. Nanda, Nanda. And I become so much mad. So now I can. You should bind your books. Or you can go to another teacher. They told, we cannot follow any other teacher. We want to be with you always. Mahaprabhu told that, then if you are with me, then from today, we should begin chanting Harinam. And you should follow me. No instrument, nothing. No kartal, no mridanga. Only your God-given these hands. And chant what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Follow me in the land of Navadvip here and there daily. And they became they began this kirtan movement from there. He told Haridas and Nityananda, "Oh, Haridas, Nityananda, oh, you should follow my orders. I want some begging. Go door to door. And to everyone, you should beg some donation. What donation? Not of money, not anything, no wealth, no grains, nothing. Oh, what? Oh, give me. That you should tell one's Krishna. Only. Some thought that they are mad. They began to joke, to laugh. Some told, get out from here. And some honoring so much. Mahaprabhu told that in each evening, he used to report me that why this order is going on or not. And thus, very quickly, Jagai Madhai were liberated. And after that, what became? He took sannyas. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But his mother came in Shantipur. And she requested that, I want that you should be in sannyas order, but you should be in, better not to be in Vrindavan. Here is so nearer. I can have your messages. And sometimes you can come to take bath in Ganges here. So you should be there. Oh, yes, that was done. And after that part, he went to south. And there he met Raya Ramana. And so many pastimes. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan, in the midway, where? In Prayag. Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they were coming to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sprinkled his mercy to him and told so many Harikatha to them of very, very high class of that Harikatha. Can you tell something? There, you should take and stand up here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inspiring Rupa Goswami. You are in the place of Rupa Goswami, we all. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking? From him. So you should sing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should come with me in Prayag. I am invited to come with me. Think that you are coming with me. First we should take bath in. Where? Not in only Ganges. Where Ganges, Jamuna and Saraswati are meeting together. Oh, very beautiful scene I have gone. Oh, Ganges coming with very force there. Of very white water. And Jamuna, some slowly, she is coming. Oh, why slowly? Because she is somewhat mad in Krishna brain. And she is, her color is not white. What? Why? Because Krishna always. And sometimes the kajal of Krishna and gopis. Mix in the water of Jamuna. And always thinking of Krishna, of black Krishna, so she has become black. And always so mad. So both are meeting. Both are sisters. Elder is Ganges. But younger is very sweet, very lucky to be a sakhi of Krishna. And where Ganga is feet, Charanamrita of Bhamandev. But even Dwar. So, come with me and you should come in the water of Triveni. And you should take bath there. Then come out. And then come on the bank. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here sitting. And Rupa Goswami is there. Anupam is there. You should sit there, and then you should hear.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began by saying, Sunaru bhakti rasere lakhan vistar rupi kahi najai varnan, that the ocean of bhakti ras and the characteristics, the qualities, everything about bhakti ras is unlimited. It is not possible to explain completely. So I will just give you a very small hint, some indication, and then you should conceive the idea in your heart and meditate upon it. Kabhi parabar shunye bhakti ras sindhu tumai chakhaite tap kahi ek bindu. There's no depth, and it is so deep and dense. So I'm only giving you one small drop. And then he said, in this world, there are so many living entities in the entire universe, and they are spread all over in so many different
places. Don't shut up your eyes. Or stand like this. Otherwise, some slipness will come. And you lose everything. From so many far distance you are coming here. So try to open always your ears.
So all these living entities, they are wandering in the entire universe in 84 million species. And because of the 8,400,000. Thank you for that. So they are wandering in all these species depending on their exercise of their independence and their karmas. And sometimes having gone through so many distressful conditions and sometimes in happy stage, but unable to understand their goal of life, they are wandering for some happiness, for some enjoyment. One species after another species. The size of this living entity, the Atma, is very small. It is said that if we take one hair of our head and then the tip of that hair, if we can divide that in 1,000 parts, and then one part of that division can be again further divided into 100 parts, then that small size can be compared in some way to the size of this minute living entity. It is so infinitesimal. But it's very powerful because it's part and parcel of Krishna. And these living entities, they are basically divided into two categories. And what are those categories? Sthavar and Jangam.
Very quickly he came. And what he did? Miracle. In couple of years, he preached over whole world. But unfortunately, those who could not follow him, and they collapsed. And those who follow, even they are okay.
So,
he gives Shraddha.
And
who can give in the heart of devotees what? Or the desire to serve Krishna. If he is really giving, then he is Guru. Otherwise, collecting money and so many things, he is not Guru. So he must have all this. So you should try to search a Guru like this. And then that seed of Bhakti Lata. What is that? To serve Krishna. This tendency, this desire will come. So out external symptom, what is? That he will have so much belief, strong belief in the words of his Gurudev. A strong belief on Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam, especially on Srimad Bhagavatam. In the words of Krishna and in the words of high class of devotees. He must have. Then we can know that seed is there. If not like this, no seed. Only force. Then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told? Quickly. Remembering. And also, you have desire for sense gratification. What is that? Have you been initiated or not? You should try to test. Measure with a measure scale. If you are both, that I want to enjoy my sense gratification. Oh Krishna, please help me. A very beautiful girl you should give me. I will marry. And very beautiful son and daughters. Give me some wealth that I can manage my 2-3 cars. Oh, very good. For palace, palatial buildings with all kinds of all, and there should be no problem in my life. Oh, please be happy. I will serve you always. What is this? What is this? Cheating himself. A pure guru will not advise you to do like this. If you have so many anarth, oh, by chanting Raman, they will go away. They must go away. What is the meaning of liberation? Liberation means, oh, be detached from worldly desires, worldly wealth and reputations and so many positions. This is liberation. No attraction for any worldly desire. This is liberation. Today or day after tomorrow, oh, after some days, from years, oh, you will have to come in this life. Otherwise, you cannot. Then go. But in the last, it will be very sweet. You know, there is a fruit. Oh, at first, it sour or bitter. But if you will take water, oh, very sweet. Very sweet. Like this. Amla. Then? And nourishment. Then what will be? Oh, Gurudev has given that seed, but it will not sprout. And if anyhow, at the time of Gurudev, nourishment was okay, but after some time, no nourishment, no water of Harikatha, then what will be? If it is sprouted even, it will dry. When bhakti develops from shraddha to nishtha, anarth goes away. And then sadhana of two kinds, vaidhi and raganuga, gradually developing. Oh, taste comes. And after taste, so much attachment comes, enchanting names and hearing Harikatha. In serving all nine kinds of the limbs of bhakti. And then Shuddha Sattva comes. Oh, it means what? That bhakti has now come in the position of or bhav, mood, or Shuddha Sattva it has. Then it can go to Vaikuntha after Sattva. Things we'll have to practice like this. Not Hare Krishna, oh Krishna give me a beautiful wife. Hare Krishna, I want to divorce this. Oh Hare Krishna, I want. Not this will do. So you should try to know all these things. Oh, you will have to go beyond so much energy in this, if you like this. If you want to have a good business, you will have to give your whole energy in business, then you can gain something. So why not in this business, you should give your full energy and gain so much thing. Eternal happiness you should gain.
Hari Rama!
Thank you. Tomorrow we will begin after that. And now, any drama?
Yeah.